all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. Welcome to Daytime After Dog. Tonight, we have a very, 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 very special guest. And I'm so excited. One of my favorite actresses of all time. And Bridget is back on B&B. So you know who I'm talking about after saying that. Welcome to the most beautiful, sweetest, sexy star on Daytime, and she's back on Daytime. Welcome, Ashley Jones. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you, Carly? I'm great. How are you?
Good. And I changed the picture for you. I have you in a nice blue dress now, and you look hot.
Oh, great. That's so sweet.
Well, I've asked you before, but, you know, you live and learn in this business. So, welcome back to B&B. I am so happy you're back.
Oh, thank you. I can't tell you how much fun it was getting to go back and how much I missed it.
So, are you only back for one day or 2 days, or can you tell anyone?
I'm back for a little bit. I don't have any idea what the writers are thinking for my character or what, you know, this particular little arc is just for a few episodes. But beyond that, I can't say because I simply don't know.
Well, we will be fighting B&B and get you back full time. I will because I love it when you're on. And everyone was wondering why you were not back the week, you know, last week, because of, you know, your niece dying on this, you know, Allie dying. And everyone's like, why isn't she not back for her brother? You know, so it didn't make a lot of sense for a lot of people that, you know, Bridget wasn't back, Kristen wasn't back. You know,
we never really understand how that kind of stuff works out other than I completely trust the writers and the art creator, Brad Bell, and I know that he's got our character's best interest, and so I know that, you know, definitely he wants, when he needs us and thinks that it's appropriate for us to be on the horizon, we end up, you know, we're there. So I think what I really loved about the way they handled Allie's death they really kept it about Thorne and about Allie and the you know, all of the characters that surrounded that storyline, and they held the intensity of the storyline without distracting with a bunch of other characters. So I do understand why I wasn't asked back for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, this, you know, I just thought, you know, because I've had Windsor on the program like three times. He's my little buddy. And I love Windsor. Yes, I'm in love with him. It's no secret. I'm in love with him. Yes, I'm in love with UTV, brother. But, you know, people have been wanting you back for so long. They have been. There's a, for you don't know, on Facebook, there's a, keep Bridget on B&B, get Bridget
back
on B&B, there's everything for you. So
I know. It's so sweet. I need to go check that site out some more. I haven't been on that Facebook site, but that's so kind that the fans enjoy the character that much. And I know it would be so great if Bridget would come visit L.A. a little bit more and come visit her family a little more. The chemistry that I think Bridget has with her mom and her dad and even Rick, you saw a little bit of it today on the show, is great. You know, it's like when I get to go back and play that character, it's like no time has passed. The relationship I have with Kelly and, Brooke and John McCook, I really just, I spent so much time with my castmates over the years that it there's a rapport that you can't, you know, manufacture. It's all very real.
Well, yeah, and I mean, when Kim and Tula, who played your sister Hope, you guys,
right.
When you guys finally have scenes, I was happy because it was finally a good thing that, you know, the sisters were, it wasn't about the guys, it was about the sisters finally, and that, you know, was really good. How did you like that?
Oh, well, I love working with Kim. I think she's a stunning person inside and out. And, you know, I understand why she wanted to, go and explore other avenues. But I have a feeling that the show, you know, the show's going to miss her. And she's probably, I could see her returning for visits or whatever she wants. I think she has a huge career in front of her. But also, as far as, you know, I think Bridget and Hope have such an interesting relationship because they are sisters, but the, you know, the drama behind it is unlike any
uh-huh.
other, because obviously because Hope's father was Bridget's husband. So
mm-hmm.
it's just the you can cut the intensity with a knife. And that's something that we never really got to fully explore, Bridget and Hope.
No,
I
was hoping you guys would, because that would have been very interesting. And I would have loved, you know, I was a big fan of you. And when you guys were, you and Zach Wagner was an on-screen couple. I can't think of the name. It's in my head.
Wait,
but
this?
You got, you know,
no,
Zach Wagner's
this?
Character. You know, Zach Wagner's character,
Oh,
what's
Jeff.
The name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bridget
and Nick were my couple. They were my
Aww.
Couple. I
really?
Loved them. Yes, and I loved how he sang for you and all of that. I loved it.
And you liked it better than Brooke with Nick?
Yes.
Did you like, you liked Bridget better with Nick instead of Brooke?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hands down, I thought, you know, Bridget and Nick had something so wonderful, and, you know, you guys were in love. And when you guys broke up, I cried for 3 days. It was very emotional because I'm like, wait a moment. You cannot do this. You cannot do this to me.
That's such a testament to the writers, that the writers wrote a storyline and a character, two characters that had such depth and history, and they were so intertwined that, you know, the audience could go on the journey with us. And
mm-hmm.
when we had problems, they could feel, they empathized with us instead of just sympathized. So when we were able to play something that, you know, that with that much depth, and then you're moved by it, it just means that all of the working pieces are, you know, working simultaneously together, and we're getting the effect that we want. So it's very gratifying to hear that as a performer, that we're able to convey what the writers wanted us to convey. So thank you for letting me
know. Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys were perfect. And, you know, then when you and Owen got together, well, I wasn't that happy. But
yeah.
But me being the professional that I am, I tried to root for you guys out of my love for Bridget and you,
Aww.
But I couldn't. I mean, it was like, no. Oh, you cannot be with Owen when he's in love with Jackie about people. No.
Right,
this
yeah.
is not going to work. And, you know... I would love it more if the foster's kids had, you know, more interaction, because I feel like Bridget and Rick are, like, the two evil ones, but not evil, you know, because of Brooke. And I feel like, come on, people, they are much as foster more than Bridget, so, you know, come on, we want to see more of the family dynamic there.
Yeah, well, thank you. I hope in the future we do. It would be fun for me at least.
The Young and the Restless. That's when I fell in love with you from the beginning, when you were on Young and the
Restless.
How was that? Because I mean, it's right across the hall from
It was great to get to come to B&B, but you know, that was so long ago. It was like almost 18 years ago. That
I know, but I still remember it.
Oh, good.
You were so good. I didn't want you leaving Young and Restless. I was sad when you left. I'm like, come on.
You have a phenomenal memory, and you're so you have a phenomenal memory. I mean, do you follow most daytime programs or just CBS?
No, all of them.
Wow. So you have people on your show from all the shows. General Hospital and Days of Our Life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so you have to watch every day.
Yeah. Well, yes. And then on the weekend, I go back and make sure I didn't miss anything. So, yeah.
That's smart.
You know, you being on Ryan Hall, you were great. I mean, you were young, and it was a really good storyline for you, and I loved it. And would you want to go back there? Because, you know, it is Ryan Hall and B&B are the sisters, though. So, you know.
Right, yeah. I mean, I would love to.
You could always go back there as Bridget, playing Bridget instead of, you know.
If they ever wanted that to happen, yeah. I think that it's something that has been brought up, but I'm not totally sure what all happens behind closed doors and what they think of that. But, you know, I'll say never, never say never. There's always an opportunity for doing something like that.
That's what I learned about this business. It's never say never, you know. We just had the heartbreaking of General Hospital Anthony Geary retiring last week, and all the fans were in tears. I'm like, you guys, never say never. He might just want a break. You never know.
Right.
But I'm in love.
I've done that before, but I could be wrong. But it's a lot of work for you to keep up with all the different storylines with every single soap. But I bet it's fun.
Well, it is. And I have watched every Lifetime movie you've been on. Let me first say that. I loved it. Is there any more Lifetime movies coming up for you? Because I love your Lifetime movies.
Oh, thank you. I don't have any currently right now. I'm working on a couple of different I'm working on a project behind the scenes, and so we'll see what happens with that, producing one of them. And I was in a movie, a smaller part in a movie called The Wedding Ringer that I got to make with one of my best friends. That was so fun. I loved it. It was a theatrical release with Kevin Hart and Josh Gad. And I feel like there's a couple of things that I can't fully talk about right now. There's a movie I might be doing in Texas soon. So we'll see what happens, but I would love to come tell you guys about it. The other thing that I'm working on that I love, I'm just now getting it like really off the ground, but my website that I want to make really interactive and fun and have a store on there and a daily blog and just some different, I'm actually doing a post tonight about some behind the scenes videos from Bold and the Beautiful. So, you'll have to go and look. It's just ashleyajones.com, which is just my Twitter handle, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to post some. I'll put it on Twitter when I post it, but later tonight. I've had such a busy day, I didn't get the post up, but I will. Right now, I really want to do most of the posting myself, and then I'll get my team of people to help me. But everything you see so far is all, it's about just really personal, funny, quirky little things like my dog and my house and traveling and different things like that.
Your dog is so cute. I'm in love with your doggy.
Oh, I'm in love with him too. He's so funny. He's really, he's like, He's right behind me wanting to get walked and eat dinner. I'm a bad mom. I haven't fed him yet. I should do that. It's getting so late, but it tricks you in California because there's so much sun, and I've just been going that I haven't, we haven't stopped, and we had a snack, but he needs dinner soon. He normally has it at 5.
Well, what you need is someone to hire this to feed your dog, and then you won't feel like a bad mom anymore.
Bad mom anymore, yeah. He's actually doing so well. He gets so much attention. He's right here in my lap. He's just like, he thinks he runs the place. He's so sweet. He's my little buddy.
I love you in old school.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were really good.
Thank you. It's very short and sweet, but it's a funny little scene that I got to do, and it was really awesome. I actually was in more of the movie that got cut out, so I got to work with Will Ferrell, and Vince Vaughn, and yeah, it was. I was actually on the set for 3 weeks, if you can believe it, because my part's so small you wouldn't think it, that I was on there so long. But that's what happens with big budget movies. I think sometimes people, you know, end up on the cutting room floor. But I was still, I still feel like it was cool that I got to be a part of a movie that people like so much.
Well, yeah, and it's a classic. And
yeah, classic comedy.
One thing,
yeah.
Two more things I want to ask you before I bring up callers, because we have a lot of callers for you. You were on The Price is Right. The crossover appearance. That's my favorite game, so.
I loved getting to do that. I would definitely do that again. A little inside scoop, Mike Richards is the executive producer of Price is Right, and I went to Pepperdine with him and have known him since college, and I think he's just done such an amazing job with the show. And, you know, Bob Barker was such a beloved, you know, TV personality, and to have to switch gears like that and bring on a new host and keep the show up and running. And I mean, what a great job they've done over there. And I absolutely love to just get to pop in and do a few little guest appearances. It was, you know, too, I was so nervous doing it. Because a lot of it's live. I mean, they let you go back
a
few seconds, but it's mainly live, so you can't mess up.
Exactly. And, you know, if you ever want to tell your friend from The Price is Right about our show, please do, because that would be one of my dream interviews, and I have to TiVo every day Price is Right, even if it's a rerun. I have to see my Price is Right. I have to get my Price is Right and see if I win prizes in my head. So,
that's so fun. I love
that. I'm like crazy with The Price is Right. I have to watch it. If I don't watch it, then I get really, you know, upset with myself. Like, you didn't record it today, even though it's a real one. And then I get myself a very bad lecture. But before I bring on calls, when Bridget was a baby, you didn't know who the dad was with Riz and
Right. I didn't
Eric.
Know.
And
right.
then... And then you guys almost had, I mean, I'm not saying incest or whatever, but at first it looked like it was going there for Riz and Bridget for like a second. And I was screaming at the TV, no, they can't do this. What was your thoughts on that? Because that was very controversial to even think about going there with Bridget and Riz.
Yeah, it was, that was something that, you know, I just had started playing Bridget, so I didn't, you know, I really wanted to make sure that I was trying to convey what the writers wanted me to convey, and I didn't really know, what the best way to go about that storyline was, and I think they handled it very delicately, and they helped Bridget address some of her, I played more like I was dealing with a troubled childhood where I thought, you know, I had some issues with my mother, obviously. They've explored that. And I had issues with not knowing who my dad was. And then always, like, seeing my mother, you know, have this heroic type love with Ridge. And I wanted what she had, and I'd never had that. So there were a lot of layers to playing that storyline that wasn't just about, like, people like to just call it, like, oh, it's incestual. But incestual. Oh, I get the word wrong. I'm sure if my mom's listening, she'll be like, oh, why did you, you know, anyway. Let's just label it incest. But I think that there were so many different layers to what was going on inside Bridget that that's not the way I looked at the storyline at all.
No, and I didn't either.
It helped her grow up. And it helped her figure out that, you know, she really had these very strong feelings for Nick. So it really seamlessly brought, it was like a coming-of-age story sort of for Bridget.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, it was the most beautiful love story they wrote on B&B. I'm not saying, you know, but for, you know, and I love B&B, but I hate that it's a half an hour because I get into it like the 20-minute break, 20-minute mark, and then it goes off 10 minutes late. I'm like, no, I want to see what more happened. But I just want to say, when you do go back, oh, wait, are you still taping or are you done taping? Can you
I'm
say
done
that?
Taping. Yeah, we can talk about that. I'm done taping. We are, Bold and Beautiful is pretty good about being ahead of show. We finished these episodes at the end of June. And then they had a hiatus for a while, and I think everyone's back to filming, but I don't have any further tape dates as of right now. So it would have to, they would have to decide that Bridget needed to come back for another reason or come up with a storyline or something. And, you know, I don't know if the fans writing in to Brad would change that, if that's what the fans want. I don't really know what how they go about that. But what I do trust that they know it's best, and if they need Bridget, hopefully she'll come back.
I need Bridget 24 hours a day. I need Dr. Bridget. I need Dr. Bridget when I injured my hand last year, and I was thinking, you know, why don't I just go LA and have Bridget do my hand? Oh, yeah, see, now I'm there right now. Darn it. But if you ever went into your TV dad, you know, Don, I love him, and if you could tell him about my show, I would really appreciate it, because it's been my dream for years to get Eric Forrester on the show.
Okay, I will do my best and see, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I will be taking calls, and 251, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Hey, Ashley.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Ryan. I saw you today on the phone.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. So, do you think they're gonna bring the one that played your cousin Jessica back?
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand. Say that again.
Are they gonna? Hold on. You think they're going to bring your cousin back on the show, the one that played your cousin, Jessica Forrester?
Wait, are they going to bring my character, I mean, are they bringing Bridget back? Is that what you're asking?
The girl that played Jessica Forrester. The one that played Ivy half-sister.
Oh, are they going to bring her back? You know, I don't know. I have no idea about that. That's, I'm not in touch with the writers on that type of stuff, but, oh, Jessica, yeah, sorry, I was having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, because they'll never mention her.
That's interesting, yeah. You know, I will have to tweet about that and ask. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah, they just all of a sudden just replaced, you know, they brought Ivy back. They never mentioned Jessica or her mom, Maggie.
You know, that's such a good, that's a really good point. I'm taking notes here of what to tweet about later. So I'll definitely
And then she had a mom named Maggie. You know Maggie, you had a rival with Sheila. You know they bring Sheila back to YNR.
Oh, yeah.
I watched you in the days in the early 90s on YNR.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I would have to, like, really, I'd have to ask someone. I'm not sure, but you have an incredible memory.
Yeah, I remember that. That was way, that was like, that was when Susan was on there, and then she stayed with Susan. Susan was like her guardian, the one that played Stephanie was her guardian. So they just all of a sudden stopped talking about her. Would that be something that they had, you, Katie, and Bill in a love tangle?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that would be really interesting. I don't know if, you know, I have no idea what writers are thinking, but I definitely could see that being a, you know, because Bridget and Katie have so much history, and Katie took.
And they still, I feel the way y'all act, they y'all didn't even like the way, you know, in character, the way they acted, like they don't even like each other for real.
Yeah, so
they
I
barely even very, spoke, you know, in character.
Very interesting, yeah, very interesting storyline.
Yeah, they had her playing a hypocrite with the character Brooke, Kelly character Brooke. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the same with Steffi and the one that plays Steffi and Jacqueline and Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't really see it as much because I know you be busy with the movies and stuff.
I think I was talking over you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I'm sorry, Ashley. I remember you on the Young Love Wrestling when they had you with the guy that played, what was his name, the bicycle guy?
The bicycle, Tony?
Yes.
Tony.
I think
yeah,
so. And
the
girl that played your sister was named Sabrina or something?
Sabrin, yes,
yeah,
Sabrin.
Yeah. They shipped off to Luna then. If they call you back to go on Young Love Wrestling, would you go back? Sometimes.
I would. You know, I would love to go over there. I loved being on that show. And I, you know, it's definitely, I was telling Carly earlier, I would never say never.
You're a good actress. You're a good director,
well,
good actress.
You.
And you and Kelly, Kelly looks so young to be your mom. I know she's young, too young to be, you know.
Yeah, in real life, Kelly's way too young. Yeah.
And then I know John's old enough to be your dad. I like to see you today. Yep.
Well,
I know
you. Yeah.
Really and Heather
you
got her. Heather, little boy, looks like her.
Well, Ryan, it was
like
nice talking to you. Really appreciate
yeah,
that.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan, we have a bunch of phone calls, so I'm gonna put you back on hold. Let's see. Who should I bring on next? I love being in control of the Swiss boat. It's powerful.
I can tell.
You
do like that.
950, you on the air?
Hi, it's on high. It's your David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really like, okay, I'm a new time new viewer to Bow and Beautiful. I just stopped watching 2 weeks ago, so I'm a new viewer.
Oh.
Sure.
Oh, cool. We like new viewers. That's awesome.
I really like the show. You were my favorite movie on Wedding Ringers. We like to work with Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. But, yeah, are you talking about Kevin Hart?
Yeah, we would like to work with him.
Oh, what was it like? Kevin is amazing. He's very, very funny. Exactly what you would think is pretty much what you get. He's an extremely high energy, very, very funny, very quick, smart individual. And, you know, Kevin runs the show. It's he really knows what he wants, and he goes after it, and he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, I can imagine. He's funny. Yeah, you're also good on Bone Beautiful.
How long have I been on it?
I said, you're very good on it. I just stopped watching it.
Thank you. You know, I was on it for a long time, and then
yes,
I took some time off, and Bridget has been in New York working on cancer projects, and she came back today, obviously, for Rick's wedding. So it's really fun being back on the show. You caught the show right as I was coming back on.
Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, David. I'm going to put you back on a hold. But before I bring on another call, you and Stephanie, Susan Flannery, had some of the best scenes ever. How was it to work with her? And how was it when you learned of her death? That was, I mean, because I don't think you came back for that, did you? Hello? Okay. Ashley? Okay, Carly, you have to well, hopefully, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me?
Is your phone going crazy?
My phone was going crazy, but I'm back now. Hopefully, it's you guys can hear me. Sorry about that, but I appreciate you.
What was I saying about?
We were talking about Susan Flannery. Susan is just such a formidable actress. I feel like I learned a lot from her and learned how to try to make Bridget my own. And she helped me. I feel like I was a better actress when I was able to work with her. She really helped elevate all of us to want to be our best. And she's such a strong person and a strong individual inside and out that she really makes you hold your own, and I can't tell you how great it was to get to work with her. I always wanted to try to bring my A game because you wanted to be on your best behavior when you were with Susan.
Well, yeah, and you know, I just loved it, and when she died, you didn't come back for that, correct?
They did. They did ask Bridget to come back, and I was filming a Lifetime movie in Canada and couldn't come to the filming. So I was really sad.
I was screaming at the TV, "Where's Bridget?" But now,
Bridget would have definitely been back for that. So,
to their
credit, they wanted Bridget there, and I couldn't make it. I couldn't be in two places at once. So, and I was already
close
to the film.
Of course not. Okay, let me bring on Bobby.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Fine. I almost ended up calling you Bridget for a minute because we're so used of you being Bridget on the show.
Many people think of me as Bridget.
Yeah, I have tweeted you a lot of times, Ashley, and asked you a lot of questions. Yeah, because I think, and it's kind of being interesting here, but I think you was nominated 1 year for a Dan Emmy, lost out to Heather that year. I'm thinking it was either Heather, it might have been Katie, and it might have been the original Bridget, Jennifer Finnegan. I don't know which year it was for young actress, but you definitely have impressed me a lot. I know that you was on Y&R with Heather, Jennifer, and Don all at one time, and it's kind of funny that you then move on to Bold and Beautiful and you work with them because with different characters, and because it seems like it was interesting to see your character, Heather's character, Don, and Jennifer's character on Y&R, and then the next thing you're all family members on the show.
I know, exactly. It is very. We were talking about that actually. That was literally one of the conversations we were having when we were filming wedding scenes. Yes.
Yeah, because I think Ryan a couple minutes ago asked, "Would you go back to Y&R in a heartbeat?" And I was kind of like thinking to myself while I was on hold, "Well, if Jennifer can come back to go back to Y&R as Grace, and while she's still playing Donna, I don't see why that cannot be a problem." I mean, unless, because I've seen Eileen Davidson, who used to be on, who was on Bold and Beautiful for about a year as Ashley, do the same thing as with, on Days of Life for many years. So I can see possibly
that. Yeah, people do go back and forth. You know, it depends on the network and the character and what they, I think there's a lot of factors that go into people jumping from soap to soap. And, the main thing I think, from my understanding, is they don't want to ever confuse viewers. So as long as the viewers feel like it would be okay for me as an actress to be on Young and the Restless and they wouldn't be confused if I was Bridget, I think that they Young and the Restless would be okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, some, and I think the viewers are smart enough to know that, you know, they can separate the two shows, just like you're saying with Jennifer Gary. And it would just depend on what the writers and the creator and the network would think of all of that. And I hope it does work out someday. I think it would be really fun to get to play a different character on Young and the Restless.
Right, because I was just thinking the first person that would come to my mind with Y&R with the fact that Lindsay is engaged to Robert would be Robert Addison. If he either brought Noah to Bowling Beautiful or played somebody else besides Noah, where it could work out, we can have a Caroline and his character's pairing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the relationship with their daughter and the fact that they're engaged and stuff like that. But I wanted to say it was a pleasure to talk to you. And as soon as I can get some good internet, I'm going to definitely tweet you out a thank you note. I may do it tomorrow, but I might definitely do it as soon as I get some good internet, because the internet has been acting crazy on me ever since I got home today.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I will look forward to your tweet. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, good night.
You too.
Thanks, Bobby. I will put you back on hold. And 972.
Hey, hi, Ashley. This is Matt, Garbage Fan, 6'7", redhead.
Oh! Hey, Matt.
Hey.
How are you? Thank you for
calling.
Okay,
how are you?
I am doing well. I'm
good. I just stepped out from work, so I don't know what's been discussed already, but I thought I would call and ask a question.
thank you for calling. I know I'm sure you're busy and it's hard to like get out of, you know, but thanks. Fun to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Okay. Well, my question would be kind of general. If Bridget comes back full time, what would you like to see as a story for her? Would you like to see and explore her being a mom, since we've barely seen that, or a new relationship, or would you like to see her as a doctor again, or designer? Or
I did see one of your tweets, and I was actually trying to answer you while I was also talking, but I got too distracted. I think it's a good question about the doctor and, you know, designer and all of that. I would love to see her ultimately keep – I love Bridget as a doctor, and I think that it's great that she's different, has a different profession than the rest of her family. But if she came back, I'd love to see her get involved in the there's so much drama going on at Forrester Creations and what, who does it belong to and all of that. I'd like to see her support her dad and see what she can accomplish. And I think it'd be interesting to see her try to work with Steffi. I don't know what that dynamic would be like, but I think you might have mentioned something about this. Deacon and Bridget have really not explored a lot of that dynamic, and I think we could see Bridget being a mom. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see how she handles being a mom and juggling that with work, but I would really like to see a triangle with Deacon. I think that could be interesting. There's a lot of unfinished business there. And,
yes, so much history. and you only had like one scene with him before he left. So,
exactly. So I think that would be really fun, that aspect, because the history aspect of it, and you know, hope and all of that, and the fact that my mom was also, you know, took him away from me at one point in time, and it's, you know, whatever, all of that. And I also think that Bridget has a bone to pick with Katie. So I would like.
Yes.
Right.
I could totally see her, Bridget getting a little too close for comfort in Katie's life and relationship.
I would love to see that. They always gloss over. Katie judges everyone else like Brooke, but they never mention what she did to Bridget. So I would love to see
that.
Yeah,
exactly. You correct, Cole. You correct on that.
Katie is not exactly this angelic person that, Katie totally took Nick away from me, literally.
Exactly.
So I think that she has a couple of things that she, you know, if Bridget could hold her. And Bridget was so amazing. What a beautiful character she was. But I think there came a point where she let too many people walk all over her. And no, she did hold her own at the end, but then she kind of went all over the place with, she just was so infatuated and trying desperately to have a baby with Nick that I think it got the better of her, and she was just, you know, it ended up being with Owen. It got all over the place, but...
Well, but the thing was, she's always been a good girl at heart, which is why I think if she was going up against Quinn over Deacon, that would be a good, like, juxtaposition sort of thing. Whereas when they have Quinn and Brooke kind of spying over him, it's like they're both kind of bad girls in a way. So it would be good to see the opposites with Bridget and Quinn, I think.
Thing. And Deacon, I think, would it be interesting to explore the level of guilt that he might have.
Overall,
he hurt Bridget profoundly, and you know, that would be an interesting exploration because there is some good there somewhere deep inside him, and you know it. And I think he at one point really did love Bridget, and that was his first real, you know, love. And
exactly, and it had kind of started to come back around. You know, I believe when Jennifer Finnegan left, they had kind of had Deacon trying to pursue Bridget again, and then they dropped that, and then they just, you know, he left so quickly when you came back, they never brought it back up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, interestingly enough, you know, I love the storylines that they have going on right now, and there's, I love the new characters. I think they have a lot of new blood, which is always so fun with storylines. But I think there's plenty of stuff to do with some of the characters that, you know, have not that I've played Bridget forever, but Bridget's been a part of the show and such a core member of the family. I think there'd be plenty for her to explore if and when they decide to do that.
Exactly. Rick, Bridget, even like Amber, that generation's a good, like, in between where you have the history, but they're also fresh. So
yeah.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed. You're such a like a lovely supporter, Matt, and you've always been so fun to tweet with, and it's fun to follow your enthusiasm and passion for not just soap. You have lots of passions, garbage being the main one.
Right. Oh well, it was good to talk to you. I hope you're maybe going to be at the fan events. But,
yeah, and thank you for all that you are doing for that. And I should be figuring that out hopefully this weekend. But I will I'll let everyone know once I get it settled.
Yeah. Awesome. Yay. Okay. Well, have a good rest of the chat, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Tell your sister hi.
I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Bye.
So wait, you're going to the B&B Fan Club weekend?
Well, we're not sure yet. I need to actually finalize that with the producers. But as soon as I know anything, I will definitely let you know, and you can announce it if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm going to try and go in 2 years because they have them every 2 years. So
right.
I will do everything I can to get you there in 2 years if you cannot do this one.
Okay.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Yeah, 310, you are mail. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you on the air? Okay, let's try this again. 310, you on the air? Oh, 310, this one off there, okay. 310, you on the air? Okay. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. It's so wonderful that you're on the show tonight. I love your character, and I really wish you come back as the doctor. Family needs you.
Ashley?
Ashley?
This is not my night, Mom.
I don't know.
Ashley?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You're back.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Great, good. What did you, I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
Maggie,
you came back today, and we really do need a doctor on staff at on Golden View.
Well, thank you. I think so, too. I was just telling the caller before you, Matt, the same thing, that I really enjoyed playing that side of Bridget, and I like that
You know, I think it's good to have the resident doctor, and I think it's good to have something different than just the main family business. And I like that element of her. And I explore. Go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I missed that part this point.
So, Maggie, do you have any other questions for?
I love the Lifetime movie. And
yes.
Do you have any more plans? I hope you'll be ready for the next one.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. What were you saying? You like what?
She loves the Lifetime movies, I do.
You know what? I definitely know that I'll probably be doing one in the next couple in the next, 6 months, but I don't have anything set in stone yet. But thank you for watching them, and it's they're so much fun. The main thing I have going on right now is telling Carly earlier, is I'm working on stuff on my website, and
uh-huh.
a lot of fun with that. And I'm doing one project behind the scenes where I'm producing, so it's keeping me pretty busy.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on you.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate that.
You know, definitely one of our favorites. So I'm so glad you can finally get connected. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, I've been kind of, I wasn't stalking Ashley for you, but every time she came on Twitter, I would ask her to come on the show. Okay, so
yes,
maybe that was a little persistence. You know,
you
maybe that was.
And yes, it was really fun. And I hope that I will be asked back because I would love to come do this again.
Oh, yeah. Just email me. You have my email.
Okay.
And when your movie comes out or you have anything else, even if you have a little thing to promote, come on the show and we will do it for you.
That's wonderful, Carly. Thank you so much. This has been really fun. I loved chatting with you guys tonight.
Yes, so do we. Oh, and go feed the doggy because you don't want to be a bad, neglectful mom.
A bad mommy. I know. I can't believe I said that on air. I'm sure I'm going to get some tweets about that.
No, don't worry about
that.
I've said so many things I should have not said on air. So that is mild compared to what I accidentally said on air. So...
Next time
you see Windsor, give him a big hug and Carly misses him, and we love him on here too, and he's doing a great job on B&B as well.
I absolutely will, and I'll put in a good word with John McCook too.
Thank you.
What that comes about.
Okie dokie. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend and have a good night.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Good night. Wow.
Okay, that was Ashley Jones. I'm putting everyone on air. Hi, everyone.
Carly.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
How you doing, everyone?
We are doing good. Colin's in a very good mood tonight.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd call me and ask me too, because I had a question or two, but it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, God, David. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
David, I swear I will make it up to you. I swear.
I was sitting here and sitting here and sitting here and sitting here and...
Okay, enough with the guilt. Enough with the guilt. I can't deal with guilt today.
No. Well, no, it's all right. It's all right, Carly. You know, I mean, it's a good show. I enjoy listening to every bit of it. It's always a good show here, so I'm all
right. Well, no, because, you know, she told me she has 45 minutes. So, that's why I was trying to, you know, make sure everyone is gone.
But, you know, it's okay because, you know what, you have so many callers coming in for a show like this. That, you know, it's not a big...
Well, Carly has a big daytime announcement. Someone say, Carly, big daytime announcement.
Let's hear it.
No, please. Okay. Bobby, do the drum roll. Bobby, you grounded then. Okay. Friday, I mean Monday, we will be having the one and the only Valerie from General Hospital. Bridge Hall.
Oh, my goodness. Laura Wright? Awesome.
No.
Valerie.
Patricia's
Valerie.
Valerie. Oh, goodness. Valerie. I'm not too fond of
Valerie.
Whole thing with, I'm not fond of that entire thing with Dante.
Hey, you know what? The thing about that call they actually got the interview. So, yeah. Carly's very happy about it. And
Congratulations.
Thank you, and I will let everyone know on Sunday or Monday what time, and we'll be 6 or 7. And it will be 6 or 7, so, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And what do everyone think about the subs today besides Carly, because Carly hasn't watched them?
My Bonnie and Carly were on today.
Well, how did you get the interview in the first place? I mean, that's pretty cool getting her to come on the show.
Thanks.
I get out of Boston. It's down to alone now, right?
Well, yes. What was I going to... okay, how was the soap? I haven't seen it today because I've been busy. I went shopping, people, and I bought a bed of comfortable for my bed, and it's blue and pretty, and Carly's happy because Carly loves going shopping.
Oh, well, Dr. O was on again today.
Where at? Oh, the TV, yeah. She's helping Franco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was on yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I saw it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's today, too. You're going to enjoy today's episode.
I love that whole thing where Franco got her to listen by invoking Dr. Fishy's confidentiality by Franco biting his subway and saying, would a hangnail suffice as Dr. Fishy's confidentiality? I love that.
She fixed his finger, so everything
that's
he told him is a secret.
Thinks outside the box.
They're so cute together. They really are. I mean, I don't want them sexually together, but they're cute just, you know, playing. Oh.
Well, they play off as best friends. I mean,
they're the best friends
pairing. And, you know, I love it when Franco, you know, the thing of it is, I think Franco's a little underused in how they write him. I mean, they should have more of his darker side, but not in a bad way. You know, I wanted to be like dark. With a good reason, like if he's mad about something or someone did, then he goes, to protect Nina, or if something happens, if Dr. Rowe has problems, he'll fight for Dr. Rowe. I think that should be like the way Franco should be played, you know.
Makes sense. I think Ava did it. What does everybody think? Who killed
Ava? Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you think Ava killed Silas?
Silas. I think Nina.
I don't think Nina did. Actually, I think it's going to be a surprise to everybody. It's not going to be any of the three potential, you know, people that you normally would think. I think you're going to get a real shocker out of it.
Okay, but I just want to say, people blame Mike Sunny one more time on this module. I am going to kill someone.
No, he was out of town. He had a meeting with the five families.
Yeah, no,
yes.
He was out of town, actually,
at a mob boss meeting and shot one of the other mob bosses.
I love that. That was my favorite part of the week. I rewound that sucker 3 times.
I would just go shoot, ventilated.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I loved that whole storyline, and I loved how Sonny was on a slow burn about how his territory had been attacked, and finally he blew up at the guy, and with good reason, that other guy was really pushing for Sonny to react.
Well, I mean,
the
moment he mentioned Jason, I'm like, Sonny, shoot the son of a bitch.
I know. It was played wonderfully. It was played wonderfully. But the problem for me was that I had just gotten the TV set up for this new HD sound setup. So the sound effect was so, the guns going off was so startling. I have a dog, and she likes to sit on the windowsill on the edge of the couch. And I'm lying on the couch when she's, like, above me. So when the gun went off, the dog jumped on me. I get attacked by a Bichon Frise.
Okay, David, remember what I told you from now on. Do not, I repeat, do not have the dog close to the general hospital when you're watching it. It might scare the pests.
Well, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, I've never used that new setup before. I wasn't expecting that somebody would shoot a gun off that particular day. But anyway, it was a great scene. It was, you know, it was a great way to, you know, show that Sonny can handle his own crap.
Okay. Well, okay. That was good. Maggie.
You know what's really bothering me, though, is Nicholas.
David, you're interrupting Carly.
Sorry.
Thank you. Maggie.
Yes?
Okay, Maggie, what was the thing with Caroline today on days?
She's not feeling good. I didn't get very far because the show started. And she's with Teresa, talking with Teresa. And I think there's something wrong. I think it's physical. I don't think it's her memory.
I love Caroline. Okay, we have a rule. We don't have many rules on Daytime After Dark. But one rule is let's not talk over each other. Let's try it, you know, not do that. We don't want to sound like The View on drugs.
Everyone's got a view, unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not saying that we are on drugs or anything, people, but I'm just saying we don't want to sound like it.
Well, painkillers. I am on painkillers. I had a headache earlier tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling better now, though, but I had to take some Tylenol.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're not the only one that are on painkillers. That's all I'm going to say, people.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, I don't even know what happened. I mean, it's just like it just came on suddenly while I got up to go get a drink, and all of a sudden my head started throbbing. It was like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it happened. I mean, you can't control it. Sometimes it just goes. I mean,
yep. I mean, I was
migraines.
I was watching.
Well, yeah,
I was telling you
earlier, David. You know, migraines run in my family, and that's why we didn't have a show last night, because I had a migraine, and also my side, and my hip, and my back from my fall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you told me you fell a couple weeks. How did that happen?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Maggie, do you want to tell the story or should I?
You can tell it. You tell it beautifully.
Okay. So, I was on my way to Dairy Queen with my friend. And my friend was holding on to me for a second. And she let go to put her cell phone away. And we walked into the Dairy Queen dough. And I got 3 steps and down I went on my ass. And I hit my tailbone, my butt, my back, my side. And then, well, since we were there, we might as well get a dip cone, right, since we were already there.
Right.
So, but I couldn't finish it because I was getting nauseated. And so then we called my mom and told her, and mom's like, we'll go to the emergency room. And then I called my other mom, Maggie, and Maggie had a feeling that something happened.
She called for
herself.
If you fall in one of those stores, sometimes those places, those stores are liable for you. Probably sue them or something.
Oh, man, okay. Well, you know, the customers helped me up, but the stupid the workers didn't do jack shit. So I'm sorry, I won't ever go to that Dairy Queen ever again.
That reminds me. I just went to Dairy Queen earlier. I just went to Dairy Queen tonight, and they have a new blizzard out now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's you know those Rolo candies?
Yes.
I love those caramels.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They have miniature Rolos in the blizzard now.
Well, maybe you maybe you should have brother bring you one home one night. Do you guys have a Dairy Queen around there?
I don't know. But who knows? Anywhere between here and Springfield. I gotta call Carl and ask him to bring it home tonight.
I think the coolest thing about Dairy Queen is that they sell Orange Julius. Who remembers Orange Julius?
I do.
Going to the mall and getting an Orange Julius was like the coolest thing back in like the 80s and 90s.
Right.
So being able to go to a Dairy Queen and get an Orange Julius, that's cool.
You guys, the 80s and 90s, I was young. Don't miss the 80s and 90s. Kobe was young.
So was I, but I went to the mall and got, they had these little kiosks, you know, little stands where you would buy an Orange Julius in the mall.
In the mall. I used to have those left for lunch. Because we have an Orange Julius, and it was delicious.
No, it's fantastic. It's absolutely
fantastic.
I don't know what the hell
you know,
it's in it, but it's good.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know, but I'm sorry. I love McDonald's. My love for McDonald's is probably bad. But, okay, I don't like their lunch or dinner. I'm very particular. I have to have a spot.
The only thing McDonald's ever does like is...
Bobby! If you interrupt me one more time, you don't want to know what's going to happen, do you? Okay. Sorry, Bobby. Remember, no interrupting calling. So... The only thing I like at McDonald's is a sausage egg McMuffin with a side order of hash brown and a side order of medium Coke. So if anyone ever wants to bring that to Carly, they can.
Well, I disagree, Carly. I think that the pancakes are better.
Oh, 9-10. Wait, you got 9-10 your mail?
It's me. I'm back. I don't know.
Are you
going to
be good? Bobby, are you going to be good?
Huh? Yeah.
Are you going to be good and not interrupt Carly?
Yes. I wasn't trying to mute you, but you didn't even get me through when Ashley got off the air.
Oh.
So I was just talking to myself and nobody was answering me.
Man.
Oh.
But I'll call
David! David, I mixed you up with Bobby, okay? But I agree about the pancakes. And if you ever get the pancakes from McDonald's, get the sauces, too. And what you do, you guys...
I'm not a big sausage fan, but the bacon...
Right.
I'm Italian sausage.
Well, I'm trying to eat a little bit more healthier, and Subway's like my choice.
Turkey,
baked
avocado.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, something's good.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what is better?
And when
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, because I heard Martha Madison a while ago with Michelle Stafford and talked about the hot dog pizza, which I think nobody cares about the hot dog of the have those cheesy dice or whatever they were called a couple of months ago that they had. I don't think it sold that well. But I thought, but I think if I'm not mistaken, some minor league team in California that idea already planned weeks before. So I don't know if that took off nationally or didn't catch on, but they just had it there for a month.
Huh. Oh, well, you know.
Anyway, so I just wanted to say, since
one at a time, boys.
Okay. All right. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I'm so excited that they're recasting Sierra with 19-year-old. I don't know. I forget her name again. But I'm also even more excited to recasting Claire with 17. Looks like she's like 18, 19 years old. So I can't wait to see what happens with Day's younger set going into the Christmas season. Claire?
I don't want to talk about. But okay, we don't know if CEO is out, Bobby. We don't know that yet. There was this rumors. We don't know if my little CEO is out.
Right. But I want to also say also that I'm so excited that Lexi is returning back to GH as Christina.
I'm so happy about that. I'm thrilled.
I was really upset that Brittany Allen beat her for a Daytime Emmy a couple years ago. I think that was because I think I'm more upset about her doing that than I was with Marla West being Allison Sweeney this year. But because I have supported Lexi on Twitter for a long time, and I'm just happy that she's coming back. Because Davis is that Molly and Sam needed their older sister back, and I'm just happy that she's coming back. But this whole Dave, Mama Dave thing, and I'm. Just kind of, I just want to just get to, because I haven't watched it yet. I'll probably catch it on Sunday when I watch it. But the whole thing is, I think Chad is Abigail's baby's daddy.
Definitely. You know, I just want to say one thing about General Hospital right now is, you know, I don't know if anybody here is a fan of Rick Lansing, but personally, I can't stand the man.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Well, I'm liking him and Nia together.
Okay, who are you talking about, you guys? I'm lost.
Rick Lansing.
Rick Lansing.
Yeah.
Rick is always going to piss people off.
Oh. I literally have to mute every time he opens his mouth. Because everything that comes out of his mouth is a complete lie.
Oh, come on! Okay, Bobby, before you say that, Rick helps Sonny. Okay, and that scores a little point for me. He helped his brother when his brother needed it.
Now, Carly, you're mixing me up with that other guy. This is David here.
Okay, David.
Uh-huh.
David, sweetheart. He helped, you know, Sonny. He helped Sonny. What's the custody? So bad?
I'm talking about this current thing, the whole thing with trying to scam Nina out of her money. The way he's behaving with that is just, that's skeevy. I mean, you know what? Honestly, I think that he and Elizabeth deserve each other.
Right.
I like them together.
But,
you know, because Elizabeth has not exactly, I mean, she's done some pretty outrageous things herself, too, over the years.
Okay, and,
you know
what? I'm sick of Elizabeth getting bashed. And you know what? This all falls in Nicholas' hands. Nicholas started the lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Helena started. Nicholas only let it
go. Nicholas. Nicholas had every point, Maggie, back me up. Nicholas had every point of telling the truth. I see him in the hospital when my little Spencer was Who's going to tell? In the hospital.
True.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. And you know what? This should not be on Elizabeth. This should be solely on
Nick. Well,
exactly.
I just cannot believe that they're having the character of Nicholas go the way he's been going. I mean, they're making him completely unredeemable with all this stuff that he's pulling. I mean, he tried to have Hayden killed. He tampered with a mayoral election. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He's a canceling.
He may be an attentive father to his son. But all the rest of the stuff he's getting himself into, you know what I mean? It's just like, this is not the Nicholas I grew up watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's like, did Helena brainwash him or something?
Well, you know what? Elena did something to Nicholas, and I will say this. But Nicholas hasn't been the same. Going after the Qs, Emily's family.
Never. That's the other thing. And you know what?
No, character.
Seriously, I don't know if anyone else realized this, but with little Jake now back from the dead, little Jake now has those stairs from ELQ, from Edward's will.
Okay, David. Was it in Doctor? Jake was never really dead, and I knew the whole time. Why, Maggie?
No, what I'm saying is that legally he was presumed dead 5 years.
Legally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now that little Jake is back from the dead legally, he now inherits 5% of ELQ from Edward's will. That
yes.
5%,
well,
that 5% can be used against Nicholas.
Definitely. And Tracy can get her father's company back, which she should have had to begin with. I'm mad that she...
Well, yeah, if Jason gets his memory back, too, or gets told what the hell's going on, he gets shares,
mm-hmm.
too.
Right.
And if my theory's right, that Alan Quartermain had an affair with Dr. Obrich, and that Obrich's mm-hmm. son is really a Quartermain, there's another one who gets an inheritance, too.
In Edward's real everyone,
mm-hmm.
remember... that, you know, his will said for any future grandkids, you know, great-grandkids,
right.
too. Okay?
Right, exactly.
So, okay, that opens the door to a lot of things that, you know, because I'm telling you, and this is not for sure, but I really believe... you know, this will be, I think Valerie is somewhat connected to, what's it gonna call it? The Quartermains.
Right,
Quartermains.
How?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Because of Edward's affair.
No, that's okay. You're not in trouble.
Because of Mary's affair with Mary May Ward that gave us Bradley Ward. And then
right.
From there, Justice and the rest of the wards, you know, Maya and all that. I could see how maybe, possibly, that Bradley might have had a twin brother that we never knew about.
Possible.
Okay, I mean, what if Mary May gave up one child for adoption and we never knew about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
back then, money.
And this child that we never knew about, Bradley's brother, might have been the father of Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever the case may be, maybe we'll ask Brittany this week, Valerie, because I think she's coming on the show Monday. Is that correct, Carly?
Yes. And Susan?
That would be a great way to bring up the Ward side of the Quartermain family again. You know what I'm saying? And revisit the whole story of when Bradley Ward got murdered.
Right.
You know?
She won't be able to say anything. We could ask her, but she won't be able to because...
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't know, I don't think.
Yeah.
And, you know, it all depends. You know, the thing is, it really all depends on the new writers, what the new writers are going to do.
No, actually, you guys, it doesn't really have a lot to do on the new writer. It's really all, Frank's vision of what he wants to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people are going to say, let's blame the new writers. But, you know, really, it's Frank's vision, too. And whatever... Frank wants, Frank gets. So,
right.
And
the last thing you want to hear or read about on these soap websites is that GH is in trouble as far as their ratings go, and we see it on the same thing over the years.
Okay, wait, is this David? Is this the doctor? Or is this Bobby? I can't tell you about...
Bobby.
I'm over here, Carly. This is the other guy was bringing that article up.
Oh. Well, you know what? I General Hospital is not in trouble. You know what? This is all... Everyone wants to freak out everyone.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think that every time when there's a regime change, people get nervous. Particularly since there's not that many soaps. There's not as many soaps. But particularly on ABC, General Hospital's last one standing for ABC.
And NBC with Days Are Alive. Because Days have gotten pretty good, especially this week with the whole...
Granted, there's a lot of great programming on the web and on Hulu and Netflix now. They've got original programming. Some of it's really, really good.
Exactly.
You know, but at the same time, that reminds me... who's going to be watching this new primetime show called Blood and Guts or something like that? Blood Boil or whatever?
Don Johnson. Me. I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah, because Chase Crawford's in that one, too. Real cute guy.
Mm-hmm. I love Don Johnson.
Remember the days of Gossip Girl?
Mm-hmm. I like that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But anyways, are prime time. There's a lot more prime time dramas. I mean, look at Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's doing gangbusters now. You know, the ratings are phenomenal for Nashville, and I can't blame them. I've watched some of the episodes, and I'm hooked. I love it, but I just don't have the time to. You know, Carly, I admire you for having the time to watch a lot of the shows that are out there.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, you must not sleep at all.
Well, okay, I don't have much of a life on the weekends, but that's okay, because I talked to my mother, Maggie. What?
Carly.
What?
As a friend,
and
I'm kind of in the same thing, too, because I just got back to watching Days and seeing what's going on with the whole mama drama with Abigail and with this fight that took place with Nicole and Chloe this week, which I probably think is better than what people saw the Ronda Rousey fight last week. But I think just put one of those girls in there against Rousey and see how many minutes they last against her.
I haven't watched in a while, but catch her to see. How are things going with Will and Sonny's marriage? How's that going?
Well, I'm involved.
I haven't watched Dates today, but what I was saying is on the weekend, my resident doctor, You know, pretty much I ordered pizza, and I wash myself Saturday and Sunday, and hope I get, you know, done with a lot, and, you know, then, you know, that's what, you know, that's what the great thing about TiVo is. Right. Because TiVo, you have everything piled up in your TiVo, and you're saying, okay, what's going to come on next?
Yeah, well, thank God that I got a DVR recorder from my cable company where I can be
Hulu.
Able to do that.
Gotta love Hulu.
Because
me too, yeah, you got to love that.
Well, I got a DVR, so hopefully
me too.
On Sunday I'll get a chance to watch Days and just catch up with it. But I've heard a lot of people that tell me that Days was good this weekend. I got to check it out for myself and get back
to
you and Maggie on text. Because I haven't got a chance to watch.
I got to give Days credit because they really did well with the same sex marriage with Sonny's marriage to Will. You know, the way they started it out, the wedding was beautiful. I loved the wedding.
Yeah.
Something Will. I mean, I actually, you know, it was like this is the kind of wedding ceremony I would want if I would ever get married. I would want that exact kind of. I loved the
that's
story.
Quality.
That.
Yes.
Right. And
I'm
say
like good
that
night.
Too, and,
right. Oh, why
aren't
you
leaving
us?
That's
why
aren't
you?
I'm tired.
Come on, then you have to party. Party hardy with us. Oh. Well, that's okay. Are you going to call in on Monday?
I sure am.
Okay, well, have a good weekend. And
have a good weekend.
Too.
And if you are in the danger zone there, anywhere, in the fires, stay.
I'm going to see the Fantastic Four today. I mean tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
keep safe.
Be safe, and calling on Monday, and I will let you guys know the time. And yeah.
Well, Carly, you can just
good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Well, Carly, you can text me in the information because I don't know how long I'm going to be without internet service. But you can text me in the information Monday morning. I'll get back to you.
Wait. Rewind. Why aren't you without internet service, my little guy?
Well, this has been messing up because I was trying to maybe. Talk to you about what time I was going to get on earlier tonight or maybe listen to part of the interview before you brought back all of us. But I have had difficulty with the internet. It's been down. It's been up and down. So like I was telling Ashley, I'll just try to maybe get to a computer where I've got internet service and just fire off a tweet. But in the meantime, I'm going to just turn in for the night. But I do want to say, Carly and Maggie, yeah, I'll be texting what has happened on Days as I watch it on Sunday afternoon to tell you how good it was.
Uh-huh. That'll be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that being said, you can just text me out the information Monday morning, Carly, or Sunday night, Carly,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just make sure I pick up the text as soon as I get it.
But then
you'll know what's funny. Yep, and, you know, and if I don't get back to you, Bobby, right away I will, so don't worry.
Okay. I mean, as long as you don't call me at 3 in the morning, I'm fine, because I don't think I want to be accepting a phone call at 3 in the morning from you on Monday morning, because I'll be like,
Bobby, don't give me any ideas, Bobby. Don't give me any bad ideas.
Oh, that brings back memories.
I got a couple of texts from Carly and Maggie at 2 in the morning because I got woken up by
well, we don't sleep. We have sleeping issues, Bobby.
Yeah. But,
I'm usually up late because I'm watching that the Big Brother After Dark. I'm hooked on that.
Yeah, I love that one.
Like yeah, me too. I was bossing the other night too. My little doctor.
I am heartbroken. I am heartbroken that Clay was voted off. I was heartbroken.
I like him.
I mean, he was
well,
very
you know what?
I'm
but
sorry.
Remember what they used to do? Maybe he will be back because, you know, sometimes they bring one. Remember how they do that every year?
Yeah, well, we got a reunion show coming up, so maybe during the reunion show he'll be back. But there's always a possibility that both of
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, because how many more weeks is left to Big Brother?
No, they can't because the Clay was voted off this week, and next week starts the thing where where people who get voted off end up on the jury. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't think we've seen Clay again.
Well, you know,
seriously, I mean, oh my God, he was good looking.
Well, you know that Bold and Beautiful is looking to try to cash in by trying to get one of these guys onto their show. So you never know who might show up from that show on there because it has happened before.
You know, I would love to get some of the. I would love for us to get one of the contestants that was voted off of Big Brother onto the show.
Well, you know what, President Doctor, you're more than welcome to help me with that. You're more than welcome. You know.
I don't know.
You
know. I don't know anybody in the business. I don't know anyone in the business, but I'm really good at being able to figure out what goes on. But
well, I will come up with a plan this weekend. And you know, resident doctor, you and I are always texting each other, so I will probably come up with a way.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, Carly, before I leave, I wanted to say I think I am also responsible for inviting Brittany onto the show, too, because I think I see her, please come on the show as well. So
Bobby, I've been asking him for a year. You know?
Okay.
So.
But anyways, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. And thanks again for Ashley taking my call. I will tweet her out in the morning and tell her that I've done fine and it was great. I will not be attending the YRBNB events this year because of money and travel issues, but I definitely will try and maybe make out to a soap event maybe sometime next year, Rabbi Dave or GH or whatever.
Well, okay. Susan, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Susan will be doing our banners like she always has, and also Susan will be doing the events for the show because Carly keeps screwing up and putting on private, and Susan will fix them for me. So, everyone, we are going to end the show because Carly's tired. And Maggie's tired.
And I'm tired. It's almost 11:30 here on the East Coast.
I'm actually wired. I'd probably go for another few minutes here, so.
Okay, well, you guys, I will talk to you all Monday. Resident Doctor, text me anytime you want. Bobby, go ahead and text me.
Actually, Carly, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind if I gave you a call later on.
Well, can you call me tomorrow? Because I'm so tired.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, just call me tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, Carly, I'm about to go to bed myself. It's about 11:30 here on the East Coast, so I'm gonna just call in the night. But it was a pleasure talking to you. Pleasure talking to Ashley. Pleasure talking to everybody that was in the host queue. And I look forward to talking to Brittany on Monday because it'd be great to talk to Val from GH because I wrote to her earlier this summer, and it would be great to talk to her and maybe communicate back and forth on Twitter later on.
Exactly. Okay.
Hi,
okay. Hi guys.
Good night,
call me. Resident Doctor, call me. Call me later. Call me tomorrow, but text me tonight.
What time is it? Let me think. You're 3 hours behind me, so How about 10 a.m. your time?
Yeah, no, not 10 a.m. They call me about 2 o'clock my time.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 o'clock your time.
All right, 5 o'clock my time. That's fine.
Okay. Right. Okay. Bye,
I'm
guys.
Bye, guys. All right, have a
good
night.
See you next week. See you Monday.
Good night, Charlie. Good night,
bye.
Mary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Night, Mom.
Night,
Mom, for 3 seconds. Bye.